At this time, we have permits, projects over $50,000, soon to be $500,000, with no objection, with staff recommendation for approval. Mr. Watkinson.
Just to reiterate your comment there, for the benefit of the commission members, this past legislative session, the fee amount, permit fee amount that requires commission approval as a page two item was increased from $50,000 to $500,000. So that will reduce the number of projects that we will have to go through and request your approval for as a page two item, and they can be therefore handled at the staff level, provided there's no protest and staff feels they're acceptable for authorization.
And Tony, what year was it last changed from up to 50,000?
We think it was
73.
Yes.
Okay, so it's a reflection of the consumer price index, just to reflect.
Quite some time, and obviously the cost of projects has gone up substantially since then, and you were seeing a lot of projects that sort of didn't rise to the level of needing to be page two. With that said, today we have eight, what we refer to as page two projects on your agenda. These are projects that are over $50,000 in project cost, and therefore require approval by the commission. Staff has subjected these projects to a public interest review. There have been no objections, and we are recommending approval with the appropriate conditions that are that we've included and will recommend. In this case, item 2A, Norfolk Southern Railway Company requests authorization to modify an existing permit to now maintenance dredge 170,000 cubic yards of state-owned subaqueous material to reestablish minimum project depths of 53 feet at mean low water on the south side of Pier 6 at their Lambert's Point facility situated along the Elizabeth River in the city of Norfolk. Staff recommends inclusion of the standard dredging conditions. Item 2B, Department of the Air Force requests authorization to install approximately 5,400 linear feet of riprap revetment, extending a maximum of 15 feet channelward of mean low water, and approximately 3,150 linear feet of riprap breakwater slash sill with 2,000 cubic yards of associated sand nourishment and vegetation, extending a maximum of 45 feet channelward of mean low water along their shoreline at Langley Air Force Base, situated along the northwest and southwest branches of the Back River in the city of Hampton. Item 2C, McAllister Towing of Virginia, request authorization to install approximately 400 linear feet of replacement bulkhead aligned a maximum of 2 feet channelward of an existing deteriorated bulkhead adjacent to their property situated along the Elizabeth River at 914A Pearl Street in the city of Norfolk. In this case, we're recommending the assessment of a royalty in the amount of $2,400 for the encroachment over 800 square feet of state-owned subaqueous bottom at a rate of $3 per square foot. Item 2D, AT&T Corporation, request authorization to install a fiber optic cable by directional bore method, a minimum of 10 feet beneath the stream bed, impacting 28 linear feet of Cedar Run, 29 linear feet of Crooked Run, 71 linear feet of Robinson Run, 37 linear feet of Great Run, 126 linear feet of the Rapidan River, and 162 linear feet of the Ravanna River in Culpeper, Orange, and Albemarle counties. In this case, staff recommends the assessment of a royalty in the amount of $1,359 for the encroachment over 453 linear feet of state-owned subaqueous land at a rate of $3 per linear foot. Item 2E, Citizen Telephone Cooperative, request authorization to install a fiber optic cable. This will be by aerial bridge attachment or directional bore methods, impacting, in this case, 32 individual streams or rivers in Wythe, Pulaski, Floyd, Giles, Montgomery, Roanoke, and Botetourt counties. In this case, we are recommending the assessment of a royalty in the amount of $6,717 for the encroachment over 2,239 linear feet of state-owned subaqueous land at a rate of $3 per linear foot. Item 2F, Waynesboro Department of Public Utilities, or Public Works, excuse me, request authorization to install by open trench method a 4-inch diameter concrete encased sewer line impacting 86 linear feet of the South River in the city of Waynesboro. In this case, staff has recommended our standard in-stream construction conditions. Item 2G, Chesapeake Department of Public Works requests authorization to construct new and southbound fixed-span bridges along Dominion Boulevard. This is Route US 17, crossing over the southern branch of the Elizabeth River. In this case, the new bridge will provide 95 feet of vertical clearance above mean high water and 125 feet of horizontal clearance within the existing federal navigation channel, as well as additional vehicle and pedestrian travel lanes to coincide with additional improvements to Dominion Boulevard between the Interstates 464 and 64 interchange, and a point approximately 7 miles south of Cedar Road. In this case, we received some very recent comments from the Virginia Institute of Marine Science recommending there should be a time of year from February 15th through June 30th to protect anadromous fish species in this area. And staff would support the inclusion of a condition of a time of year, or in lieu of a time of year restriction, we would allow or recommend that the permittee use a bubble curtain around the pilings during installation of the pilings while they are being driven during that time of year period to avoid impacts to anadromous fish and to not prevent the migration of fish within in the waterway. If you recall, that similar condition was utilized for the Jordan Bridge project when the commission considered that last year when it was authorized. So in this case, we would add that condition to this permit with your concurrence.
Has that been discussed with the applicant?
Yes, sir. We discussed it with them yesterday. They would obviously prefer not to have a time of year restriction, but they realize in order to move this project forward, they thought the bubble curtain was reasonable. They're here if you want to.
And for what it's worth, the Jordan Bridge is in relatively close proximity to this, and it's a matter of consistency. We did require it within.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Okay. Thank you. Proceed.
Okay. Item 2H, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration is requesting authorization to install a scientific environmental observation buoy in the Chesapeake Bay at coordinates 36 degrees, 58.767 north latitude and 76 degrees 02.62 west longitude, approximately 3.7 nautical miles north of First Landing State Park in Virginia Beach. In this case, a steel mooring chain will be permanently attached to the buoy to a 2,500-pound concrete or steel anchor. Be happy to try and answer any questions that you might have.
Any questions? Mr. Robbins?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Tony, on 2H, the NOAA observation buoy, it sounds like that's going to be northeast of Lynn Haven Inlet. Is that going to be lighted?
Lighted. To be honest with you, I don't know that answer. I'll see if the
staff does. Staff does. He will.
Yes.
Thank you.
It will be. Thanks.
Yes.
Further questions?
Yes.
Mr. Fox?
Well, eight items this morning. How many of those are over $500,000?
Don't know that question, the answer to that question either, to be honest with you.
Further questions?
Mr. Commissioner,
Mr. Plumlee?
I must abstain on 2A, 2C, and 2G as these are clients of our law firm.
A, C, and G?
Correct.
All right, I'll handle that when the vote comes up. Thank you, Mr. Plumlee. Thank you, Tony. This is a public hearing. Are there members in the audience, pro or con? Support or opposition to these projects? Wish to be heard? They're seeing none. The chair will entertain a motion. Mr. Robbins.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would move we approve item 2A, 2C, and 2G with the additional bubble curtain condition recommended by staff.
Is there a second to the motion?
Second.
Second by Mr. Tankard. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion on 2A, C, and G? Indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? All abstentions?
Here.
Let the record reflect Mr. Plumlee abstained on 2A, 2C, and 2G. The chair will entertain a motion on the remainder of the items. Mr. Robbins?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Move to approve items 2B, D, E, F, and H.
Excuse me. Motion made to approve 2B, D, E, F, and H. Is there a second to the motion? Second by Mr. Lane. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Any abstentions? Motion carries unanimously. Thank you very much.